God bless you, Brother Melvin. It's again, as I say each month, when I get a chance to speak, I let you know that it's a great opportunity for me to share the word over the air to thousands of people right through the system called the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus on KRAJ 100.9 FM right here in the Antelope Valley. I'm excited about it. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be on the technology to speak to many, many people. And I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your anointing. I pray for the tune of their ears into the word that you give to me to give to them. I thank you for it right now. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm honored today to get a chance to share with you the word from the Word of God. And to start with, let's just take a look at where we're going to come from, which is Acts chapter 4, which really rests upon top of Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, early on in that chapter, went to the temple, and that's in verse 1. And verse 2, and a certain man was lame from his mother's womb. And they brought him there every day to really beg for money. And then verse 4, it says, Peter and John fastened their eyes upon him and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to get some money. Then Peter said unto him, I ain't got no money, or silver and gold have I none, but what I have I'll give to you. And Peter and John reached down and got him by the hand and told him, by the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Well, now that got them into trouble. So let's just look at verse chapter 4 now to see where that's going. And in chapter 4, and at verse 1, as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved because they used the name of Jesus. Now, that was the big problem. And then Peter and those guys were before the high priest, and they began to make that case. And here's where I want to start in with the power of the word. And let's look at verse 13. Now, look at what that says. Well, let me go back to verse 12, 4 and 12. And Peter said to these guys who had it, they says this, verse 12, neither is there, he said, we didn't do this. It was by the name of Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby men may be saved. Now watch this. Verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Which leads me to the thought, the difference is Jesus. Whatever we are not and would like to be, the difference is Jesus. Now, we had an experience here in my house on January the 10th at 7:10 p.m. My youngest son passed away here in my house. And he had taken sick with colon cancer and had not gone to the doctor. And I'm urging each one of you who are listening to me, go to the doctor, keep yourself checked out. Because I really believe had he done that, he might have been able to be with us today. But anyway, the colon cancer had metastasized and gone into his kidneys and also to his liver. And so he told the people in the hospital, I'd like to spend my last days with my daddy. And so I brought him here to my house. And he was, here's the thing that blows me away, people. That brother, when the doctor told him that he was not going to get well, he didn't climb up and fight and scram and cry and mourn. He raised his arm up because he'd lost a lot of weight and showed it to his sister and me that were in the room with him. And he said, see this flesh? It was not designed to last forever. It just lasts you long enough to get you where you're going. And I am just so excited. But anyway, he came to my house. And in the process of being here, Sylvester was his correct name, but he had a lot of names. A lot of people had a lot of different names for him. His mother called him Slabooster. And some of the kids called him Seal. And the people he played, he was a professional drummer. He drummed here and all overseas and everywhere else. Sylvester was all over the place, but a great drummer. And I call him Hoss. And that was his name for me because he's about 6'4" and a big man. And but he left us, in good shape, brothers and sisters. And the only thing I can say is that early on, during the holiday, Sylvester was here at the house, and I always call a dinner here at my house, and I'm getting off a little bit here, but I always have a dinner at my house and have all of my kids and the grandkids and great-grandkids, the in-laws, and everybody eats at my house. And I usually give the prayer for everybody, particularly Christmas. But on this account, he said, Daddy, can I give the prayer? Blew me away because that's not how Sylvester is. And the only thing I can say, again, repeating the subject, the difference was Jesus was in him. And as he prayed, he said some words like this. He said, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to pray. And I know I walked away from you and stayed many years going all over everywhere doing what I did. But it was because I was ignorant. And then he said, Lord, I didn't mean to hurt your feeling or to make you upset with me, but I'm back now. And all I need is an opportunity to kick Satan right in his way he needs to be kicked. And he went with power. And so his whole attitude and behavior changed. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you today that there's not a person that's listening to me and anyone else who will come later. Ain't nobody can be with Jesus and listen and receive his word and not change. You're going to change, so help me God. And the reason why you're going to change is because Jesus makes the difference. And that is why Peter and John said in chapter 3 and verse 12, he says, there are no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved other than the name of Jesus. And so Jesus makes the difference. And I'm glad and I'm just so excited that the Lord allowed my son to know for sure that he had it all together, and he came to Jesus prior to his leaving here on January the 10th at 7:10 p.m. But from that point on, he continued to talk to us about the goodness of God and how he love God. And he made a statement. I was talking to him, and I gave you the scripture that is it'll be the 13th verse all the way down through the 30th verse is where we're going to be talking from. But let me talk to you about some things that took place between Sylvester and Hoss, as I call him, and I and the rest of the family. He continued to make statements about how he loved God. And one day I was talking to him, this is all during the time of his sickness since Christmas of 2019. And I was talking to him about Abraham being a friend to God. And I was talking to him about Enoch, how he walked with God. And in my words, as I was talking to Hoss, I said, you know, Enoch and God got so close together, and Enoch began to talk with God and forgot that he was supposed to die to go to heaven. And he just kept walking. And the Bible says he was and he was not, for God took him. And so I'm saying to you then that Hoss said to me later on, and I think that was just 4 or 5 days before he passed. He said, Dad, you know what I really want to do? He says, you were telling me about Abraham and you were telling me about Enoch. He says, I want to be God's best friend. I want to walk with God in the stars. I want to be in the stars. And it wasn't but about 2 or 3 days after that he passed. So he got it. And while he was in the hospital, oh, I forgot to tell you this. While he was in the hospital, one morning, a bunch of people came in to see him. And after they was gone, he called for his sister, his twin sister, Sylvia. And you could hear him way down the hallway in the Alabama Hospital calling for her to come in the room. He says, I'm going to kick Satan out of my room. He has no place in my life. He has no place in my room. He has no place in my thoughts. He has no place in me at all. So he spoke, and then he raised his hand in the room and said, by the name of Jesus, get out of my room and get lost. And then he looked over at us and smiled and said, do you hear them screaming as they're running out of here? Because I invoked the name of Jesus. So Jesus makes the difference. Ladies and gentlemen, when things are not right for us, when things are not going good for us, you need to know that Jesus can make the difference. And he has given us authority to trust him. And he has given us authority to use the movement of the Holy Spirit. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, apostles were gathered, probably about verse 10, and Jesus took them outside of town, and that's when he had took off on the cloud, and they were standing there just looking and gazing into the sky. And while they were standing there gazing, two guys come by dressed in white, and there's no definition as to why they were dressed in white or who they were, but they said to him, it said, you men of Galilee, are you just going to stand there gazing into the sky? There's work to do. Why stand you here gazing into the sky? That same Jesus that you saw leave will be back in the same way that you saw him leave. And so they returned to Jerusalem. And then in chapter 3, we find John and those guys coming together. And when they came together at the temple, they saw this guy who was lame from his birth. And I think I shared that early on with you, that they're lame from his birth. And they asked him, fat that said, look on us. And when he did, he was looking for money. Peter said, I don't have any money. But what I have, I'll give it to you. And so he said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hand, lifted him, and his ankle was strengthened, and he moved. Now, after that, he was in trouble with the Pharisees and the Jews. And that's when we find in verse 13, when they spoke so boldly, and they came to him and told him, says, you cannot any longer speak in the name of Jesus, and we'll do something to you. But those guys never changed the word or having any concern, just as my son did not have any concern when the doctor told him he was not going to get well. He had no problem with it. And he raised his arm up, and I think I shared that early on with you, and showed his sister this was not intended to last forever, but long enough to get us where we're going. So we have a new body waiting for us. Now, like I said earlier, no man or no woman, no person can have a relationship with Christ and not change. I mean, change. So they noticed them in verse 13. And he said, we perceive that these men have been with Jesus. Beholding the man, which, and by the way, the guy that had gotten healed, he was standing up with with Peter and John, standing there with them. And these guys wanting to accuse him of all the stuff. And they finally decided, ain't no use of us trying to do anything about this because he's got the proof with him. He's got the proof with him. What he said Jesus could do, Jesus did it. And he's standing there with them. So ladies and gentlemen, don't let nobody tell you that Jesus cannot make a difference in your life. He make a difference in your behavior. He can make a difference in your attitude. He can make a difference in your bad lips. In fact, it don't make any difference what it is that we got about us that is not good. Jesus can make the difference and cause us to have a different focus and a different desire. I can't tell you all that I didn't have a very similar problem as Sylvester. That I walked away, I just could not believe in this God that I could not see. But one day, on a boat, on my way to Korea, a tall 6'3" white boy opened his little pocket Bible and began to walk me through the scriptures to the point to where I could see him. And ladies and gentlemen, my life has begun different at that point. And even at coming up on 87 years old, I'm still changing. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for that. So I want to leave in your mind today, as you go into this new year, the difference in what you are and what you could be is Jesus. I hope that you got the message out of this, and I want you to know that if you trust him, he'll bring you out. Father, we come to you right now thanking you for the opportunity to share these few words and the testimony of my son with those who have heard us this morning, and let them know, Father, without a doubt in their mind, let them know that you can make a difference in their lives. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. And I want to encourage you to go to church somewhere today and be in a service where somebody is telling about a loving Savior who gave his life that we might have eternal life. I'd like to, if you don't have a church home, I'd like to invite you to our church, located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California.